Good morning, everyone. This is Thursday, January 12th, 2012. Looking at a News and Focus article that was posted yesterday. Supreme Court rules in favor of church authority. Yesterday, January 11th, Supreme Court rules in favor of church authority. In this case, a significant victory was won by churches. Churches all over America won a victory yesterday. More specifically, churches who have religious schools was even more of a victory for them. Those that have schools. Now, for us, this is especially important because we do have a school as a part of our church. It's a ministry of the church with grades K 3 through 12, and about 65 or so employed through this ministry in the school specifically. It's a big part of who we are. And in this case, a Lutheran church was taken to court by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So we basically have the government against a church. And the lower court ruled in favor of the church. The government appealed. The higher court ruled in favor of the government. The church appealed. And yesterday, the United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled in favor of the church. And the issue was what was known as the ministerial exception. The ministerial exception, which is in fact an exception clause to employment discrimination laws. It gives the church the right to employ who they want to be their minister. So the government cannot come in and say, well, you're discriminating because the man is this, or you're discriminating because of this value or that, or because he's gay, or any number of things, or you did not hire that man because he's black, and you must have four ministers that are black and four ministers that are white. Or the government says that's their decision, that they're a separate entity, and they have the right. They're not Lowe's, they're not Home Depot. They have a right to hire who they want to be their minister. So in this case, the question was, how far down does that clause go? Because we're not dealing with the senior pastor, we were dealing with a teacher. And the government was arguing that that does not apply to Cheryl Perich, P-E-R-I-C-H, a former fourth grade teacher of the Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church and School in Redford, Michigan. She was fired for insubordination and disruptive conduct in 2005. The church congregation that same year approved her termination. Perich sued the school after she was fired, claiming discrimination. The American Center for Law and Justice, which focuses on constitutional law, applauded the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. The ACLJ filed a friend of the court brief on in the case on behalf of itself and InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. They felt like, well, we see ourselves going down the same road if there isn't a victory. Sekulow, S-E-K-U-L-O-W, Sekulow, chief counsel of the ACLJ, said, "This is a tremendous victory for religious freedom. The fact that the church was unanimous The fact that the court was unanimous," so this was not a split decision, "the fact that the court was unanimous underlines how essential a part of religious liberty is the principle that churches and synagogues get to select their religion teachers or their religious teachers. Government has no business deciding who should or should not carry out religious ministry. And we're delighted the High Court reached that conclusion. And so am I. That's why I turned on the microphone to give you a short recording about this exact issue. Because if we lose as a church and as a religious institution and as an education institution that hires teachers, if we lose the right to hire who we want and dismiss who we want, if the government now can play a part in this process of hiring those that teach religion and those that don't in our ministry, then we will surely lose who we are. Our distinctiveness will be lost. Now, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission argued that because this teacher predominantly taught math and science and history and English, that the ministerial exception clause did not apply to her because the preponderance of her duties did not revolve around teaching Bible. But you see, we would argue here that we want everything taught from a Christian perspective. We want everything taught from a Christian perspective. We want science taught from a Christian perspective. We want history taught from a Christian perspective. That which we read in English and the literature that we look at, even if we're looking at secular literature, we want to look at it through a biblical worldview. So it would be imperative to maintain our distinctiveness that we select only employees whose doctrinal understanding of the Word of God is specifically aligned with who we are. And so for us, Brand Baptist Academy, only those teachers who are members of our congregation with our statement of faith or churches that are nearly identical in their statement of faith would be hired. And a teacher who departs from that understanding of the Word of God would be dismissed. If you're wondering how significant this is, let me pull up another article. Here's one from the Christian Science Monitor. The Christian Science Monitor is not an organization that we would be thrilled with. We disagree with them in many ways, always probably. There's probably nothing that we agree with them on. But I just want you to listen to the title from the Christian Monitor on this article, again dated January 11, 2012. Warren Ritchie is the staff writer. Landmark Supreme Court ruling, a resounding win for religious groups. The Supreme Court decides unanimously that the First Amendment bars government interference in a religious group's decision to fire a minister. Critics say the ruling protects religious groups that fire people for the most venal reasons. Now, this woman that was dismissed attempted to take the church to court. And of course, the church dismissed on that case because we don't take each other to court. Paul makes that abundantly clear in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Christians don't take Christians to court. We don't sue each other. We don't go to secular judges for an attempt to get matters settled. The Evangelical Lutheran Church argued that she should have used the appellate process within their denomination. However, she chose not to use that appellate process, which further alienated her from the church because she took the church and dumped it into the secular school system. Let me read from the article from the Christian Science Monitor. In an important decision affirming the separation of church and state and freedom of religious groups to manage their own affairs, the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday ruled that religious organizations are shielded from discrimination lawsuits filed by members who are engaged in ministerial functions. So we would say that a faculty is an extension of the ministerial functions of every pastor in the church. This is one of the reasons why we have not separated the church, the school from the church. We say very plainly in our documents, in our website, that the school is a ministry of the church. Our school does not have a separate budget. Our school does not have a separate administration. Our school does not have a school board. We do not have any of those things to ensure that the school cannot be viewed as a separate entity from the church, whereby further exposing it to governmental interference, which is exactly what was happening here. And quite frankly, the current administration got defeated yesterday in its attempt to interfere in religious matters and matters that do not pertain to the government. Reading from the article, in a unanimous decision, the High Court said the First Amendment bars government interference in the authority of a religious group to determine for itself who will minister to the faithful. At issue was whether a parochial school teacher fired by the Lutheran congregation that ran her school could bring a discrimination lawsuit against the church. I'm concerned about private Christian schools that are started outside of the umbrella of the church. It's very important that those schools clearly establish in their documents that govern them that they are religious institutions with specific objectives that revolve around religious education. The further away they are from under the umbrella of a specific church, the more they're susceptible to lawsuits. Therefore, it's critical that these type of schools clearly communicate the values, beliefs that their employees must hold to be part of their organization. And I would suggest to you that Christ must be central. After determining that the teacher performed significant religious duties and thus qualified as a minister, the court found that the employment relationship between church and minister was off limits to the government and to the courts. If the church is free to select its ministers, the court reasoned, it must also be free without government interference to fire those that the church deems unworthy to be ministers. The decision marks the first time the High Court has recognized a so-called ministerial exception, although every federal appeals court has upheld such an exception. So now we're thrilled. We are thrilled that the High Court of the land has clearly established the ministerial exception. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court, "The interest of society in the enforcement of employment discrimination statutes is undoubtedly important, but so too is the interest of religious groups in choosing who will preach their beliefs, teach their faith, and carry out their mission." And we would argue that we expect the K-3 teacher through the K-5 teacher, K-3, K-5, first grade through 12th grade, we would expect every single one of those teachers to preach our beliefs, to teach our faith, and to carry out the mission of the church, which is clearly to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Chief Justice added, "When a minister who has been fired sues her church, alleging that her termination was discriminatory, the First Amendment has struck the balance for us. The church must be free to choose who will guide it on its way." Notre Dame law professor Rick Garnett said the decision was a resounding win for religious liberty and one of the court's most important church-state decisions in decades. I say this because we know that in Canada, I bring this to your attention because we know that in Canada, pastors are limited in what they can preach. God forbid the day that in America, the government interferes with what can be said from the pulpits of America's churches. And so it's so important that the victory was won. Praise the Lord that the victory was won for this Hosanna Tabor Lutheran Church in Redford, Michigan. It's a victory for all churches. Continuing to read from the article, the same law professor says, this case is highly significant because it reminds us all of the separation of church and state is an important mechanism for protecting the liberty of all, believers and unbelievers alike. Others said the ruling was a step backward. The Reverend Barry Lynn of the American United for Separation of Church and State said the decision affirms a right of religious groups to ignore anti-discrimination laws in some cases. Clergy who are fired for reasons unrelated to matters of theology, no matter how capricious or venal those decisions may be, have just had the courthouse doors slammed in their faces. The fact of the matter is, if you are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ or an extension of ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have no business taking the church to court. You say, are you kidding, Pastor? Are you really suggesting that if you got fired by the church because the church wanted you to wear white shirts and you insisted that you had a right to wear blue shirts and you lost your job with that church, that you would not take them to court? The answer is yes. The answer is yes, I would not take the church to court. The Bible clearly teaches me that I am not to take the church to court, that the appellate authority is the church. And if this church, Berean Baptist Church, voted with the supermajority that our Constitution requires, that Pastor Sean Harris should be terminated, then I am not to go hire a lawyer and get that lawyer to represent me in court and to sue Berean Baptist Church for my job. I am not to do that. I can appeal to the congregation, but after that, that's it. There is no more appeal after that, according to Matthew chapter number 18. I go to the individual, I go to two or more, I go to the church. And once the church rules, the decision has made. What if it's an unfair decision? The question becomes, when do I trust in the sovereignty of God and when do I not trust in the sovereignty of God? And once we as believers have appealed to the church and the church has decided in a particular way, then we must, I say this again, we must trust that God's will is being served, even if it doesn't seem fair, even if it doesn't seem just, even if it seems as though we are getting the short end of the stick, we must trust that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord and that he guides the way of the church. He guides the way of the members. And the decision that the church makes is God's will. It could be God's will for good, God's will for bad. I'm not arguing that. I'm just arguing that God's will is done through these institutions and that we will trust that this is part of God's plan for our life. So I hope this reconciliation of, if you will, of 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and where we trust in the sovereignty of God and this great ruling, this great victory that we received yesterday as Bible-believing and even non-Bible-believing, just all institutions that educate in a religious way received yesterday. And that even extends to mosques. It extends to anyone who chooses to provide religious education. And quite frankly, they have the right under our Constitution for the same religious freedom that we have. And we're thrilled to live in such a country where the court ruled unanimously in favor of the church. Have a great day. Questions about this ruling, send them to me at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org, or your thoughts about this, pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. This is Pastor Sean signing off. Have a great day.